President Bush is often at odds with black organizations like the NAACP and the Congressional Black Caucus. But some black conservatives say those groups no longer speak for the values of many African Americans. Black conservatives gathered in Washington to talk about broadening the Republican Party's appeal. NPR White House correspondent David Green was there.
The Conservative Heritage Foundation in Washington is often a gathering place for old-school Reagan Republicans. But last week, it hosted the New Black Vanguard Conference, organized by the Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of Los Angeles. Peterson runs a program for troubled youths and hosts a conservative radio talk show.
Not backing down. Jesse Lee Peterson is here. Good morning.
Peterson was in Washington for a meeting at the White House, as well as the conference, where he was joined by Roy Innes from the Congress of Racial Equality, Gloria Jackson from the Booker T. Washington Speaker Network, and Michael Massey, a black syndicated columnist. The conference theme was to convince a mostly black audience that the NAACP, Jesse Jackson, and black Democrats in Congress might not really speak for them. If they are against abortion and same-sex marriage, if they go to church, then they may feel more at home in the Republican Party. Near a buffet table loaded with chicken wings and nachos, Peterson was approached by 32-year-old Ramey Lynch, who needed little convincing.
I live here in Washington, and I just want to let you know that you're one of my heroes.
Thank you for coming out.
Lynch is an employee at the National Park Service and a former Democrat. He said he ran across Peterson's talk show online and says he now tries to emulate him.
In applying the Bible to my life, you know, having a biblical worldview, I saw how being part of the Democratic Party, or I guess supporting its platform, was inconsistent to what I believed in as a Christian.
President Bush's 11% share of the black vote in 2004 suggests that Lynch is still a rarity. But conservative black leaders say the president hit the right note in a speech to the Urban League in Detroit last summer.
Does the Democrat Party take African American voters for granted? It's a fair question. I know plenty of politicians assume they have your vote, but do they earn it?
David Basaitis, a scholar at the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies, who closely follows black politics, said groups like Peterson's should not fool themselves. He said that perhaps as many as a third of all African Americans do identify themselves as conservative, but that is mostly because of their positions on issues like abortion and same-sex marriage. He said those are not the issues blacks generally vote on.
When you have unemployment in double digits, when African Americans have much less wealth and assets than white Americans, responding to social conservative issues is very, very low in the hierarchy of needs.
Basaitis also said that the best measure of political strength is numbers.
There are thousands of people. There are local chapters of the NAACP all over the country. There are literally hundreds of thousands of people who participate in the NAACP.
The New Black Vanguard Conference at Heritage drew about 50 people. Peterson and his colleagues say they are under no illusion that Republicans will carry the black vote anytime soon. Still, they say if their message is getting out, it's a start. David Green, NPR News, Washington.